Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, specialty crop growers scored a significant win last week when the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced its intention to discontinue the Farm Labor Survey. The FLS helped the Department of Labor determine the AERW, the minimum wage for H-2A workers in every state. Now, rates have spiraled out of control in recent years. Michael Marsh, President and Chief Executive Officer of the National Council of Agricultural Employers, outlines the significance of the announcement made by the USDA. He says he thinks it's a big win, and their association has been bringing litigation against the Department of Labor since 2019, trying to get them to divorce themselves from using the Farm Labor Survey to establish wage rates for workers in the H-2A Temporary Ag Worker Program. It's a wage rate that's disconnected from the marketplace, they say, for agricultural wages anywhere in the entire world. And it's unfortunately had the consequences of making U.S. employers non-competitive with some of their foreign competition out there in the work world. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.